And look, I mean, extortion rackets, the more I hear about them and how widespread they are and how brazen they are, it's just, you know, there probably isn't a significantly sized building project anywhere in this country which does not have at least one and often many more attempts to extort money in exchange for, not for protection, because they don't say we're going to protect you. They say, give us money or else we will harm you. And this is another one. Because building contractors, club and bar protection rackets, extortion is rampant. Today, the focus on one case that is playing out in Bishop Lavis. And to tell us more, Graham Lindhorst, the chairperson of the Bishop Lavis Community Policing Forum. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, John Matham, and good morning to your listeners. And thank you for having us as the CPF. Thank you.
Well, I mean, it's a fascinating story. So let's go to the nuts and bolts of it are that there is a contractor who is due to install Firebear in the Bishop Lavis area, and pick up the story, please.
Yeah, I received a call yesterday to come to the station very urgently because we needed to meet because the contractor received a visit from one of these extorters. And he was then said he must avail himself for a meeting the afternoon, funny enough, in front of the police station, 3 p.m., to discuss their part of the pie.
So it was as blatant as that. I want to meet you. We will meet in front of the police station, and we will discuss how you give us money.
Yeah, that just like that. I was so surprised that they have the audacity to say that let's meet in front of the police station. And they met in front of the police station. They met at the time that they supposed to said that they would meet. I think they were about 15 minutes late, but they met. And they spoke to the contractor. The contractor is very much shaken because obviously he knows what will happen if he doesn't honor their appointments and so on. So he's quite shaken, and that is why I wouldn't even want to reveal the name of the contractor or a person or whatever the case might be, because these guys will come after them. So they met, and they will meet again today to flesh out further whatever they want.
I mean, how blatant was the threat? Was there an attempt at subtlety, or was it pay up or else?
Yeah, it was. There was no subtlety. It was said, "What are we getting so that you can continue with the contract?" He then said, "That's the 3 p.m. meeting." He then said, "No, he's not going to pay." Then they said, because by that time they were worried because the community heard about it, and we were going to go to the community and say to the community workers, which is 150 of them, that this project will be pulled because of A, B, C, and D. And then they said, no, they don't want the project to be pulled, so let's make another arrangement. You take 30 of our people, we will give you 30 people, and then we can reach an agreement. And I think that is what they will now do today.
And outside the police station and inside are police officers who are supposed to protect the community from criminals. But nobody, it sounds, Graham, as if nobody is interested in bringing in the police, either because they believe the police won't help or because it would be too dangerous to bring in the police. What is the situation?
Exactly, because we met with him when I was called to the police station. We met with everyone. We called even the councillor of the area. Because to us it's important that the project goes on, number one. Number two, we cannot allow people to put guns against our heads or the heads of contractors coming into the area before they can work. So we were willing from CPF side, from SAP side, to do whatever we do. But they understand that even if they lay a charge, they will come after them, because they've already sent them pictures of their families where their families stay and all that sort of things, yeah.
So what is the, going to be the end result here, that the contractor will make an arrangement, because the contractor, if the contractor knows that if he doesn't make an arrangement, it's not going to be worth doing the contract?
Yeah. There's no other way. That is what he has said, that he either walks away from the project and loses that project, or and the people don't have work, or if he wants to be alive, he will have to do what they ask him to do.
And Graham, long term, how does one stop this? I mean, in this case, it looks as if everybody is kind of accepting of the fact that this is the reality, and you either live with reality or you don't live, or, you know, you don't live with all of your limbs intact. But long term, I mean, we can't continue to have this being such a regular part of people's lives and businesses across the country.
Yeah, I would say that SAPS or the authorities knows about these things, because like yesterday, it's not a question of you hear somebody has been there and there. It's in front of our doorsteps, in front of SAPS doorsteps. I suggest that SAPS must really do something. We cannot have a situation where these guys now say, SAPS, we will have an extortion meeting in front of your face and you can't do anything. It cannot be like that. We cannot be so hopeless and helpless that we cannot. And you're right, we cannot have people having to pay every time when they need to do work in the area. It's unacceptable. As a CPF, we don't accept it. We made it very clear. We don't even want to meet with any of them, because we believe that it's criminal and it needs to be dealt with in that way. The poor contractors has got no other way, so they need to be protected in some other way. And maybe we need to get the communities involved and educate the communities on these issues so that they can stand up for these poor contractors as well.
Graham Lindhorst, thanks very much for talking to us and spelling it out like that for us. The chairperson of the Bishop Lavis Community Policing Forum.